This is Dave Glowatz. On the phone with me is the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Well, thank you.
Certainly. Today we're talking about Ben's column titled The Insider that appeared in the Chicago Reader on November 26th, 2009. This article sort of recaps the career of the late Michael Scott, who was the head of the Chicago Board of Education. And Ben, in that article, talks about his first encounters with Mr. Scott. Let's go right into one of the things that someone you interviewed said about Michael Scott. An activist named Pat Hill said, quote, "He was a functionary, but you couldn't be too angry at him because he helped too many black people," end quote. Ben, how did he help so many black people, do you think?
Well, she's talking about on sort of like the micro end of things, as opposed to great policy initiatives that might have, you know, uplifted entire communities. But I talked about it in the most general sense in the story. You need to know the right person in the bureaucracy to get a job, or you're encountering some sort of resistance from the bureaucracy. Something as simple as getting a refund on a bill that you should get a refund on. And one of the issues toward the end of his life, where the feds were investigating him, or he was subpoenaed to testify to grand jury, was getting into magnet schools, you know, jobs, all sorts of things that just practical everyday affairs that all too often in Chicago require some sort of divine intervention. He was the divine who did the intervening.
So you're saying that he was a go-to guy for people who knew him, who wanted to get stuff done, who wanted to move the bureaucracy.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Everybody plays a role like that at one level or another in this great machine, in part because just the size, the scale, the scope of government, it's easy sometimes to get lost. But beyond that, you're a lifelong Chicagoan. You know how it works. It's who you know to one degree or another. Michael Scott seemed to thrive on that role as the man at the center of government, the man at the center, actually, of City Hall, who was sort of impervious because he was so closely linked and aligned with Mayor Daley. You know, that was a role he served. I can remember so many different people over the course of time, and I won't reveal their names because they're ordinary citizens. I was having ordinary conversations at basketball games and the like where they'd say, "Well, I just got to get a hold of Michael Scott. You know, I want to get my kid into this school or that school. I got to get a hold of Michael Scott. Or I need a job. I'm going to get a hold of Michael Scott." In that way, he was viewed as the man to go to.
And his personal experience that you had of people who said, "Yep, I got to go to this guy."
Yeah, but you know what? I have to tell you, on the other side, I've never heard of anybody ever got anything from him. I just heard a lot of people say, "I got to get to Michael Scott." You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference between. I can't say for certain that he ever delivered, but the notion was that he was the man to go to see. And I've heard that so many times from so many different people. In fact, I would be sharing it myself. You got to get to Michael Scott. He had just that way about him, like the confidence. He was such a fixture of the Daley administration, and he was so clearly a Daley guy. Daley appointed him to so many important positions and relied on him to be loyal and unwavering in that loyalty.
Let's look at the flip side of that. You're speaking of, for the most part, the perspective of the citizen, like, you know, how they see Michael Scott or somebody like Michael Scott. I'm thinking now of a story I read in the paper shortly after the killing around the students at Fenger High School on the South Side, and there was a story of Michael Scott on a school bus with some Fenger students asking them, "What do you need? Tell me what you need." And here's a guy who's not even technically in the Chicago Public School System staff. He is chairman of the Board of Education, or was chairman of the Board of Education, but he's not part of the staff. And there are other people who've had that sort of nominal role in Chicago, like former CTA chairwoman Carol Brown, who also was not technically part of the staff, like Richard Rodriguez, who heads the CTA, but who, like Michael Scott, was a face of the agency to the public. So I guess my question is, from the government standpoint, what are the roles of these sort of people who don't nominally head the organization, but they have some kind of function that is clearly very important?
Well, first of all, you know, technically he's a board member. It's a difference between setting policy and overseeing in a general sort of way the system and actually implementing it.
But here's a guy who's sitting on the bus, you know, talking to the students.
Okay, now that was a high stakes, a very public matter, and it's a typical Chicago situation where we, at any given time in Chicago, let me just back up, at any given time in Chicago, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of children and their parents who are unsatisfied with the school they're at. You know, the parents are unsatisfied with the school where their children are, the children are unsatisfied with the school, they want to move. Well, it's not that easy to get into the school that you want to in Chicago. And there's all sorts of rules and regulations governing it. And there's a process that has to be followed. And For the ordinary citizen who just comes knocking at the door, you confront the paperwork, the bureaucracy. And so in Chicago, what so often happens, people try to cut their way through the bureaucracy because you get lost in it all, or you know, it's there for a reason to make it be fair. There's a lot of different reasons. And so when you have a high-stake incident like the murder of the young man at Fenger, it exposes a situation that's been there for years, which is that there's a lot of students who've been forced by policies of the Board of Education into schools they don't want to be in, local neighborhood schools. And so all of a sudden, Michael Scott is there as a public servant, as a board member, with the media watching to show that the Board of Ed is actually interested in the problems at this school. And so he's saying, what can I do for you? Now, I read that same article, and it wasn't at all clear to me from the article, in any of the articles that I actually kind of want to write one on it, but never have gotten around to it, why exactly those students weren't allowed to go to neighboring schools. You know, at any given time, there's schools all throughout the city that need students to attend because they're underserved. That was a very confusing story in so many ways, but it did, as you indicate, sort of pinpoint the role that Michael Scott takes for himself, and that is a guy who's going to get something done. If it's something as simple as building a new school, which is a relatively easy thing to do, or rearranging school boundaries so that the relative handful of students who live in Altgeld Gardens and don't want to attend Fenger can go to other schools, that can be done. And if Mayor Daley says he wants it done, then it will get done. And so when a fellow like Michael Scott says, this will get done, it's widely viewed as he's speaking for the mayor. So that's why it was so important people in Chicago recognize this, that if I could get, I've heard this variation in so many ways, if I could get Michael Scott to see what I'm up against and to champion my cause, I'm in, because Michael Scott is himself an extension of Mayor Daley. And that was sort of the myth that emerged around Michael Scott. And there's other people like him out there in Chicago. He's not the only one, but in terms of the larger black community of Chicago, I think he was the most significant player that Mayor Daley had, and that's why Daley entrusted him in the schools, because I think politically the schools are the most important institution on the west and south side for the black community in Chicago. That's clearly the case, at least it's been so since I moved to town. So it's very important for him to have a guy like Michael Scott there.
Sort of like the alderman, but someone who was in Daley's camp.
Beyond the alderman. He's like a super alderman. He exists outside of the conventional boundaries of government. I mean, he's a board member in the schools, but so much of what he did, as I try to describe in the story, was private meetings, backdoor meetings, you know, off-the-record conversations, whereas aldermen are sort of locked to a degree into their role as city council members and leaders of their ward. But in a similar sense, yes, it's your man in City Hall.
I think we'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dave Glowatz. You've been listening to the rest of this story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.